think it's common almost everywhere. It's just a factor of all the uncertainty in this particular system and the need we have to see our doctor. We're not willing to not see the doctor.
Why did you want to look at it?
When I was a child, I would go to the doctor, and I knew that he knew when I was showing up, but I'd still have to wait. So I wondered already then, and once I had my my PhD, it became a good area of research to continue studying that.
What did you study? What are some of the reasons we're forced to wait for a doctor?
Yeah, it's largely because of the uncertainty. We don't know when patients will show up. I mean, no one can show up exactly at the right time. We're often 5 minutes early or 5 minutes late, I guess. And more than that, it's the uncertainty of how long the doctor will spend with each patient. It's just a very difficult thing to predict. If we could predict it, then of course we could make accurate schedules and people wouldn't have to wait. It's partly the value of the service to us. It's possibly the most valuable service that we all use. We're not willing, we need access to our medical services, to our doctor, and we are willing to wait some for that. And so that kind of develops into a longer and longer wait. So, I mean, that's the basic reason behind it and why it's such a pervasive problem.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because on one hand, you don't want your doctor, you know, people complain if they feel rushed through these, you know, short appointments, but people also don't want to be sitting in a doctor's surgery for an hour past the time they made the appointment. But you can see how that sort of domino effect of time happens.
Yes. In some of the research we did earlier, we suggested that if you actually know some patients are going to be less unpredictable, you kind of know more precisely how long their appointment will take, you should schedule those at the beginning of the session if possible. And then that kind of reduces the delays at the beginning, and then overall it will reduce the waiting for everyone through the whole session. So that's one way to kind of reduce some of the uncertainty.
We're speaking to Professor Kenneth Clausen, Operations Management at Brock University in Canada, who have looked into why we are so often forced to wait for medical appointments and if anything can be done about it. So you looked at two studies into waiting periods. How many were forced to wait, and what was kind of the common waiting periods?
The challenge with research like this is every clinic session is different from another. And so, yeah, we collected data and found average waits ranged. There's a large range. I can't tell you what the exact average was in the study we looked at. It was a while ago we collected the data. Then when we put the data together and we come up with kind of an average analysis, which is kind of unfortunate because, again, every clinic session is different. And I understand doctors' frustration because patients are different and days are different. Some days run smoothly and others you kind of get a long, important patient right at the beginning of the day that has some serious issues, and that throws the whole day off. Some doctors are a little better at reducing the waiting time. They just work at it a little more. I think all of them care about it. But the waiting really ranges. I mean, I've heard some people say they don't wait at all for their doctor, and others say every time I go, it's 45 minutes or even longer. And so it's really hard to give any kind of average or general indications on that.
Is it getting worse, given we have greater demands on our healthcare systems, aging populations, that kind of thing?
Some places are probably getting worse and others are getting better as doctors figure out better ways, or their receptionists or schedulers figure out better ways to reduce waiting. It is a little different in private versus public healthcare systems. In a private system where there's a lot of competition, such as a lot of the U.S., they will work very hard to reduce customer waiting. But then in a public system like Canada or Australia, there's a little less impetus to work on that in some cases.
Now, what did you find? Did you find there might be a way to reduce waiting times, waiting for a doctor's appointment, or is it just something we have to put up with?
Right. Well, I mean, we do a lot of math, and we did find that without the doctor having to change how they do things, if appointments are bunched together a little bit more at the beginning of an appointment session, that kind of gets customers into the system, into the queue, so the doctor doesn't stand around waiting. But then we need to spread the appointments out a little farther apart from each other, so that and that helps reduce the customer waiting. And then if the doctor wants to go home on time, then we need to bunch them together a little more at the end again. That's kind of an average overall way of thinking about it.
So it's possible.
Oh, yeah.
Just unlikely.
Well, I should say, before you do all the math, there's a few other things to think about. I mean, the doctor or receptionist or scheduler working needs to care, needs to be willing to work on the problem. It is amazing to me how often I've heard patients say, every time I go, I wait such and such amount of time, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, an hour. And that to me, that's a persistent situation and a persistent problem that, if it's always the same, that can definitely be addressed. The clinic could look at why these waiting times are always this length of time and just schedule things differently, maybe schedule the appointments later to reduce the waiting time. The bigger challenge is when it's all over the map, and some days there's lots of waiting, other days there's not. That's much harder to address. Mm.
So it can just be a case of a lack of will.
I've seen that, yep.
Yep.
And it's just a lack of understanding of how to deal with these situations. But certainly you need the will first. That's the first thing.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting study, and I appreciate you giving us some time, Kenneth. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.